Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jay Caulfield, top of the hour. Speaking of that, it's Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. And text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937thefan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. So it seems like it's merely a formality now when the president of the organization puts out a statement saying we want him, he wants us, we'd like to have him back to win a championship. It seems to me, anyway, that all that's left is to dot the I's and cross the T's here. Ron believes it's about 70-30 support in town for this. I think it's close to the opposite. I would say 60-40 against. So, once again, now that it's become way more real, let's gauge the populace here, Ron. 412-928-9370. Let's go, Mike. What's up?
My thought is I would rather have Mason plus two good offensive players you could get with that $19 million cap savings, maybe a good running back and a good offensive lineman. I think I'd feel more comfortable going forward next year with that rather than Ben and kind of the existing running game and line. And I know we're going to improve it through the draft, hopefully, but all of the things being equal.
What do you like about Rudolph, Mike? What do you like about him so far?
Well, I think he did do a nice job in the Cleveland game. Obviously, he made a bad throw, but then Ben makes some bad
What do we got? Law enforcement people. You're not on the lam, are you? I hear sirens.
I'm downtown. That is a siren going by. Sorry, fellas.
You're not on on the lam, are you?
I'm not on a limb either. No, I'm not that bad.
Are you being arrested, Mike?
Is that what happens when you give a contrary opinion on your show?
Exactly. No, I'm actually eager to hear your case for Mason.
Well, I think even if he doesn't live up to it, this is a year that you would have. I don't want to call it a throwaway year, but, I mean, does anybody really think that the Steelers, with Ben as a quarterback, is going to be one of the best four teams in the NFL if the stated goal is to at least get to the AFC Championship game? And, you know, you saw the teams last year playing for that, right? And I don't think the Steelers with Ben match up to him. I'm not saying that with Mason they will match up to it, but at least you see what you have with
Mason.
Well,
let me jump in. Let me jump in with this idea of a throwaway year that I've heard people talk about. How do you present that to Cam Hayward or Minkah Fitzpatrick or T.J. Watt?
That's the hardest part of this, because you've got some defensive players, and this might be the prime of those three put together, kind of, because Cam, I think, maybe is a little bit, obviously, he's further along in his career. So you're right, and you are going to have some players kind of recognize that, you know, it's a transition year. But, I mean, that's always going to be a question. At some point, you're always going to have to cut your veteran quarterback loose, and we do that. And, you know, again, Mason plus another good offensive lineman and a good running back, I think, might be able to give you as good a chance of winning as you're going to get with Ben. So,
my understanding of this, and I'm not very smart when it comes to money, I always say that, you know, if they kick it down the road, obviously they're going to cut down on his the cap hit, you know, for this year. But even if they release him, it's still going to be 20-some million, $22 million in the cap hit. So, Doesn't it make sense to bring him back if you're going to be paying for it anyway?
At some point, you have to take that hit, whether it's this year or next year or the year after that. I mean, when you kick it down the road, eventually you get to the end of the road, and that's going to happen in the next year or 2 years or 3 years. I mean, I don't think there's any way of getting around that. There might be some cap people who know the system better, but it seems to me like you're going to have to take that hit at some point. So,
well,
I mean,
that's the point. They're taking it this year no matter what. And really, I mean, when you get down to it, $18 million, which is what it would be, likely spread over 3 years, is nothing in the NFL. It is this year because of the circumstances, but by next year, that cap is going to go way, way up. Appreciate your thoughts, Mike.
All right, fellas.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who agree with you.
Avoid, watch out for those sirens, man. He had me scared there for a second, Joe.
Could be, could have been his one phone call, Ron, to this show from jail, huh?
Hey, Joe, I want to
928-9370.
I want to interrupt and say one thing. You know, you heard me talk yesterday about my horrendous experience with a stink bug, right? When I was doing the show on Monday, all of a sudden I look up, it's on my microphone, literally an inch away from my face. Well, I had another experience last night. I don't know what's up with these stink bugs, but I'm writing my column off the hockey game. I'm writing about Chris Letang. I noticed he didn't play the whole second half of the third period. I'm trying to figure out why. Is he hurt? And I'm writing under deadline, and all of a sudden, this one I saw coming. It flew and landed right next to me where I was typing on my computer. What did I do to these stink bugs? I don't like them. I'm not a critter person by any stretch. What did I do to these stink bugs?
Well, they're more aggressive than people think. I remember Josh Miller compared them to like an old man walking around the house, very harmless. But I think they have.
Well, that's
a good
apropos for me about an old man walking around the house.
Maybe you'll get along with the stink bugs then, right?
I don't know.
You should make peace with them.
It was very disconcerting. This is the second time that this has happened in 2 days, and I don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
I didn't think your column stunk today. I thought it was good. What'd you do with the thing? Flush it down the toilet?
I did. It, you know, sitting next on my wooden desk, and I just got a piece of toilet paper, grabbed it, and threw it down the toilet. That's exactly what I did. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not, but that's what I did.
I think that's a reasonable course of action. Matt, you're on 93.7 The Fan. What's up?
Before this news came out, I was of the opinion to move on from Ben, and partially because I'm really tired of his drama, and I'm not sure that he's going to do anything different next year that he did this year, but. Now that it's done, you know, like, I'm on board. Like, it's not my decision to make. I mean, I'm a fan, I have an opinion, but it's not my decision to make. They've made that decision, so let's move forward. And I think, and I don't have any, I haven't polled anybody, but I think I'm probably more in line with a lot of people who are anti-Ben than people who are just anti-Ben under any circumstances.
I'm not sure how to answer that one, Joe. I mean, I guess now that it's happening, he's on board with it, but I'm not quite sure what else he said there.
Matt, are you insulted by that? I don't know what you said either. What was your second part of your thing?
Well, I'm not sure that we're going to get anything better out of Ben. Ben, like, I'll use Sid Crosby as an example. When Sid has a deficiency, he works at it. Ben doesn't have that reputation. Maybe I'm wrong, but he doesn't have that reputation. So, but
well, why,
Ron, you always say,
then?
Well, because Ron, I'm going to use Ron's words. They see him every day. They know what he's capable of. So if they're bringing him back, they see things that I don't and other fans don't. So I have to trust.
Now, let me ask you this, okay? Let me ask you this. You said you don't know if you're going to get more than you did last year. Would you take what you got in the first 10 games last year when people thought he was an MVP candidate?
Oh, of course. I never thought he was an MVP candidate.
A lot of other people did. Not that he was the favorite, but a lot of other people did. I know what you're saying. I'm just asking you. You don't think he's capable of doing that? What he did for 10 games last year.
I do not, because no adjustments were made after the league made adjustments to them.
Let's leave it there, because we got to run, and that's a good point. That is what happened. Why did that happen, and how will Ben get along with, work with the new coordinator? Like, what's going to change here? Let's talk about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.